I'd like to mention in this context information which reveals something that we usually don't think about, a certain dimension of the global problem that I have never heard discussed before. Now, repeatedly, people in non-ordinary states would have the insight into the archetypal dimension, and they would become aware of the fact that the archetypal pantheon is dichotomized. We have these light deities and dark, destructive deities. Now, we all are unhappy about the situation in the world, and we would like to change it. We would like to eliminate, you know, all the negative aspects of the current situation. Now, from the point of view of these insights, the archetypal level influences what is happening on this level. It kind of forms and informs this level. And it, in principle, would be impossible to cancel or eliminate half of the archetypal pantheon. So the interesting question here is, if we want to have a different world, what kind of ways of dealing with these dark archetypes can we find? How can we honor them? How can we allow their manifestation in a way that would not be destructive and self-destructive, or at least destructive to the extent to which it has been? And there's an interesting challenge. I mean, what would be somehow the institutions, the situations that would make it possible? Many people feel that deep self-exploration would be certainly one of those possibilities, that we would allow these dark archetypal forces to manifest in our inner experience, and that it would somehow reduce the manifestation of these forces in our everyday reality. We see it very much in individual inner work. I mean, if we can face aggression on the inner place, we become less aggressive and so on. Now, some other possibilities would be some powerful art forms, or maybe even virtual reality, some kind of events similar to pageants or to carnivals where these forces could manifest themselves. Maybe some kind of powerful sport events, competitive events. Some of the energy that today goes into rocket technology could certainly be channeled into space conquest, or some of these energies could manifest in a way that would not be dangerous, but would kind of be really adventurous and could promote our knowledge. So this is a very, very fascinating and interesting challenge.